What about the issue of continuing bevacizumab at disease progression, particularly in a patient who's had a good response to treatment, say with FOLFOX? Do you ever do that?
Well, the data presented from the BRIGHT trial are very provocative, very provocative. So I will fully support the IBET trial, this trial which planned to look at this issue. Should we continue or not bevacizumab? So it means that patients will receive the second line, which would be something like irinotecan plus cetuximab. And in other arm, they will have irinotecan cetuximab plus bevacizumab. And this is a very important issue because due to the cost of the drug, we must verify that the benefit is really there.
Can you talk a little bit about what was presented in terms of continuation of bevacizumab on progression that came out of the BRIGHT study?
It's really an impressive data. We have 30-month survival and the impressive survival from progression to death in this group of patients. The difference is so huge that I cannot imagine the bias which could explain this huge difference between the patient who did not receive bevacizumab at progression and the other. I believe that when you see this data, you want to continue. The difference is so big that the bias cannot explain that. But again, my concern is to support a clinical trial. When you have this kind of finding, you have to assess and to prove that it's true.
So this is going to be looked at now in a clinical trial, the IBET
Yes,
trial.
it should open 2 weeks from now.
What exactly is the design of that study?
Patients are randomized between the second-line therapy, irinotecan cetuximab, and other with irinotecan cetuximab plus bevacizumab.